Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
I probably eat an avocado a day, or at least half. Maybe I'll use the other half for a great face mask. But here at Naturally Savvy, Andrea and I love our avocados.
We do.
We also love Elizabeth Nyland. She was on before talking about her fantastic book, Cooking with Coconut Oil, which we also love, gluten-free, grain-free recipes for good living. Well, Elizabeth is back, cooking with avocados, delicious gluten-free recipes for every meal. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi.
We're so glad to have you back. I think it is so cool that you created an entire book about avocados and that there are so many amazing things you can do. When did you first discover the joy and deliciousness of avocados?
It's funny, actually. I didn't really get into avocados until I was probably an adult. Probably when I first started working in commercial kitchens. They're all over commercial kitchens. They're all over the counters, and they use them in just about everything in a lot of restaurants, at least where I was from. They use them in a lot of the fresh dishes. My parents never bought them. My dad, actually, his mom used to tell him that every avocado should have a 300 written on it because that's how many calories it had in it. And growing up in that day and age, they were afraid of calories. So we didn't have them when I was a kid. Never ate them. So I discovered them when I was an adult, and I've probably eaten at least one or two a week since then.
Yeah, you know what? I agree with you, Elizabeth. I have a friend who won't touch them because they're so high in calories. And I keep explaining to her, it's not about the calories. I always tell people, calorie counting is so 2013. We're in 2014 now. Forget about it. I even had a whole conversation last night with a friend of mine who's a doctor. And he was like, nope, it's all about the calories. And it's so not. So, I mean, when it comes to avocados, tell us a little bit about what's so great about the fat in avocados.
Well, the fat in avocados is a very healthy fat. It's called a monounsaturated fat. So it's known to help reduce low-density lipoprotein, which is the bad cholesterol, while also raising the high-density lipoprotein, which is the good cholesterol. It's also full of folate, which is the B vitamin that pregnant women are supposed to take to prevent birth defects. And it's really high in potassium. I think it's actually higher than bananas.
You have such great recipes in the book. One of my favorites is the quinoa with kale, avocado, cilantro, and bacon. And it's just so simple. But those flavors, I mean, my 10-year-old just gobbled it up. I also love how you do a lot of things with desserts. Let's talk a little bit about the sweets that you can make with avocados. What are some of your favorites? And what are some of the ones in the book that you love?
Well, I did want to talk about that because I've already had some people tweet about the fact that you shouldn't cook with avocados. And I did really try to avoid cooking, like raising the temperature of the avocado, because it can destroy some of the more sensitive vitamins in the avocado. So there's only a couple in there that are cooked. Most of them are actually cold desserts. But my favorite would have to be probably the simplest one in there. It's just an avocado mousse. So basically it's pureed avocado and some whipped cream and a little bit of lime and some sweetener. And it's just... it's amazing and light and fresh and delicious.
It's so interesting that you say that, Elizabeth, about cooking with avocados, because so we shouldn't heat them up because it destroys the enzymes and some of its amazing ingredients. Is that really the basis of not heating it, right? Okay.
It does really change the flavor, too. If you've never eaten a cooked avocado, the first time you eat one, you're probably going to go like, ooh, what is that? So I didn't put any, like, there's no like avocado fries or anything in there, but when there's like cakes and stuff, you can't really taste it. So
that's yummy. You know what? I tried, you know, I know someone who's raw vegan, and she had given me a recipe about using avocados for a chocolate pudding, and it is so delicious. Do you have anything like that in your book?
I do. There is a chocolate pudding in there. Yes. It's delicious. Mm. It's amazing what you can do with the avocado. And you cannot taste it.
So
everyone goes,
yummy.
Oh, gross, ew. No, but you can't. It just tastes like chocolate pudding, and it's very rich.
It is really yummy. So I'm so happy you have that in your book. I'm going to definitely make it.
Yeah, you know, it's so nice, too. What kind of sweeteners do you like to use for these desserts with the avocados?
I think in the book, I go all over the map. I'm always changing my mind. The only one I don't use is just plain white sugar. I'm pretty much okay with any sugar. I mean, sugar is sugar. I just try to not eat too much of it.
Now, how much experimenting did you have to do? And was there anything where you're like, I think the avocado will be great, and then you're like, on second thought, maybe not?
The rice pudding I had to make a couple of times because it just the consistency yeah. wasn't right. Like a rice pudding should be kind of creamy and thick, and it just wasn't working. But then I finally did get it. So yeah, it did take a little bit of experimentation. This book is a lot different than the coconut oil one. For that one, it was everything was super easy. It just came to me really quickly. I wrote that cookbook in like 3 months, but this one was a bit more of a challenge.
Yeah, I think it would be. I mean, with coconut oil, and Andrea could speak to this, because, Andrea, you're a coconut oil fiend, right?
Oh, my God, I love coconut oil. I use coconut oil. Oh, my, anything, everything on my body, in my body.
Exactly.
It's like, everyone laughs. It's like, it is so good for everything. So, yes, Lisa, I am a lover of coconut oil.
Yeah, you can do anything
Yeah, so
with
I
it.
Knew that this would be a lot of fun, because I think that whole thing with the calories just blows my mind, because it seems like nowadays, you know, it really is more common knowledge. I would hope that if you're eating a whole food diet,
yeah.
right?
It doesn't really seem that way, though. It's getting
really?
There.
So what has been, yeah, so I'm sure people are responding positively to the book, except for the people who have that calorie idea. But yeah. what feedback have you gotten?
I'm sorry? The feedback I've gotten?
What feedback have you gotten?
Oh, just, I think, very along the lines of what you guys, just really excited to see what people, what you can do with an avocado besides make guacamole. I think people just don't know what to do with it.
No, that's interesting, and I love that. I love that you said that, and I'm looking forward to trying it. I know this is probably outside of a recipe book, but, or maybe not, but do you touch upon anything about putting avocado on your face or using it as a mask of anything, that like something that's not necessarily edible?
I didn't. No, I stuck with the food this time, but I have had an avocado mask, and it is quite nice. It's a very good
skin
softener.
Yeah, isn't it? It really is nice. Now, I see you have some avocado brownies. Now, those were cooked, so tell us about how that process was.
Those were actually, the thing with avocado is it's basically, I guess it's not really like butter, because butter is pure fat, but it's more along the lines of if you've ever cooked with a margarine-based fat. So a margarine has water and fat in it. So when you use avocado, you can replace it. Like if you want to look at any recipe you have and you want to replace the butter with avocado, you would just replace it one-to-one and then remove a little bit of the liquid out of the recipe. So it was actually pretty easy to make it. It did turn out more cake. This is a cakey brownie, not like you can't really make a brownie without sugar. White sugar brownies that they have that crackly top on the top that everyone likes. That's from putting like a cup of sugar into the recipe. So you can never replace that. But I don't really
Go ahead.
Can you use like a coconut palm sugar instead of a regular white sugar to create that crackly top?
Yeah. Well, I did use. Oh, okay. I think I did use coconut palm sugar in that recipe. Actually, I don't have the book on hand right now, but I use that all the time, but it just doesn't have the same effect that the refined white sugar does, especially because I don't want to put a cup of sugar in anything.
No, I don't blame you. And for those of you who are listening, when we talk about sugar, there are different types of sugar and they affect our blood sugar differently. So coconut palm sugar is a low glycemic sugar where it doesn't spike our blood sugar as much that, let's say, white sugar does, which, by the way, I recently did a TV segment and talked about white sugar. Did you know that white sugar has a glycemic index of 100? Meaning you eat it and your blood sugar goes through the roof. It's crazy. So coconut palm is not as high in the on the glycemic index. So anyways,
and it tastes
one of the
way better.
It does.
A nice flavor. Yeah, it's a great flavor.
It does, especially for us coconut crazy lovers here.
Exactly.
So Elizabeth, where can people find your book? Because we're at the end of the show. So if people want to buy a copy, where could they find it? And if you can give the name of it as well.
It's on Amazon. You can buy it on any Amazon, any country. And it's Cooking with Avocados.
Cooking with Avocados, Elizabeth Nyland. And you can follow Elizabeth on at Guilty Kitchen on Twitter. Elizabeth, thanks for being on our show today.
Thank you.
I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and be sure to follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Eat your avocados and stay well.